When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Previously on Can't Bowl, Can't Throw.
I was going to nominate our puppy. We have a new puppy, and he's just worked out how to climb up the stairs, which has been incredibly distracting throughout this podcast.
And it had Justin Langer cackling like a maniac.
Maxwell in the black floppy was the best hat trick that we've seen all week.
Yep. When Mark Wood dug his balls in a bucket, his teammates were worried he'd stuck it. Balls all wet and swollen made it hard for his bowling. Luckily, Woods are permitted to chuck it. In a week where Australia remain undefeated in the T20 World Cup games that their fans have been awake to watch, this is Can't Bowl, Can't Throw.
I still think that we're a very good team in T20 international cricket. Everyone's got their own opinion, so that doesn't really matter. What matters is result. So that's fine if you think that we're a really ordinary side, that's okay.
That was Aaron Finch, of course, talking about the performance of the Australians in the matches where Australians were awake to watch it.
Yes, he's saying that Australia are a good side when we're awake to watch them, and perhaps not so good when we're not.
And he's ordinary, you know, that's casting shade, right?
Yeah. Ordinary, I think, is a few steps above where the Australian cricket team is at. Ordinary implies a certain baseline level of quality, and I'm not quite sure the Australians have achieved that yet.
I mean, Finch is taking dangerous road here, wanting to be judged on results, surely.
Yeah, I thought that was a very strange strange position to be taking.
But anyway, you're here with Kat Jones and Dan Libke on Can't Bowl, Can't Throw, and we had a wonderful quote there from Aaron Finch, and I feel like, you know, he's not going to get many more chances to talk in this tournament.
This is the part of the show where we discuss the cricket news of the week.
All right, so there's lots of stuff going on in the world of cricket, but we really just have time to cover the latest matches of the T20 World Cup, including the one where Australia was thrashed by England. But
there's been some good developments, though, hasn't there?
Yeah,
including Pakistan continuing to thrash everyone they play.
Well, yes.
At least beat them.
Beat them, yeah. So they've beaten New Zealand, they've beaten Afghanistan, so they're top of group two.
Those teams are good too.
I think the thing I like most about Pakistan is that they're able to find, reasons, off-field reasons why they need to beat the team. So there's India, obviously.
Yeah.
And then New Zealand is as well. New Zealand ditched us a couple of months ago before the tour, so we were cranky at them. Not quite sure what the issue is with Afghanistan, but they share a border, so I'm sure there's some kind of issues there. Mm. But their final two games are against Namibia and Scotland, so I'm not quite sure.
They'll be digging deep to find a reason. Maybe it's just, I don't like Namibia's kit.
Yeah, maybe.
Scotland, they have funny accents.
Yeah. I think Matthew Hayden may be key there. I think Matthew Hayden could find a reason to sledge anybody, so that's an important role for Matt Hayden going
forward.
Well,
he's uniting the team then, isn't he?
Yep.
Common goals, common purpose.
Yep.
They found their why. And of course, Australia, absolutely thrashed by at least England, possibly more teams by now, by the time you're listening to this podcast.
Yeah, I guess it depends when you're listening to it. Mm. So Australia did win their first two games, and I thought, all right, bring on England. And then England just went, all right, smash. They just absolutely slaughtered them.
Yes, that's right.
So England have slaughtered everybody, though. They've absolutely thrashed Bangladesh. They've thrashed Australia. They've thrashed the West Indies. So in terms of net run rate, like most teams are like those small fishing nets that you pick up. England are like these giant super trawler nets that like sweep the entire ocean clean of fish. They're massive net run rates.
No fish left out there.
No, definitely not.
And I think you made the point that, you know, you were hearing reports that the top T20 side could somehow beat the sixth place T20 side. It's amazing, isn't it?
It was very unpredictable, but it didn't prevent the England fans from getting all excited, and bless them. They've got the Ashes to come, so they might as well get excited here.
Well, this is the curtain raiser for the Ashes, isn't it? I think so. White ball cricket is always a precursor for the Ashes.
And then, of course, perhaps most entertainingly, we have India, who are now 0-2. They've played two games. They've lost two games. And they're in grave danger of missing out on the semi-finals. I think last week you suggested that maybe England, Australia and India could all miss out.
Yeah, that was a good prediction. I should have put a bet on that one.
I think you might get 2 out of 3. I'm not sure England are going to miss out.
I don't think there's any way England can miss out.
It would seem very unlikely. Mm. And of course, the Indian fans are just taking it in their stride, as you'd expect. They're just, you know...
Stoic.
It's inherent levels of randomness in this format. You know, it's quite rational to occasionally lose two games in a row. So they're just taking it on the chin and not getting angry about it at all.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they persist in selecting players that didn't do particularly well in the IPL. Yeah. I mean, they've got a tournament right there. Just pick the top people who played there.
Yeah, you would think that might make sense. But then.
And the West Indies, they've been entertaining, but also, sadly, seem to be crashing out. I mean, I guess there's possibly a way they could get through at this point.
Yeah, I think they've got to win their last three games, which they could do. They're playing Australia for one, so that's probably
almost a guaranteed
one they can lock in.
I particularly enjoyed the slow start from their openers. Lyndall Simmons batting like it was a test.
Yep.
He made 16 from 35 or something in their loss to Pakistan.
And he is
to South Africa.
And he's never been seen since.
No, that's right. I mean, they got Chris Gayle out opening after that.
They got Chris Gayle in, complete with new nickname. He's no longer the universe boss. He's the metaverse boss. He's inspired by Facebook.
Oh, yes. Fantastic. I'm sure he'd take that up.
Yeah, so I guess the other issue is, as we mentioned, Australia are also in trouble. So their net run rate, just that one thrashing by England means that they are now behind South Africa on the net run rate.
Mm.
South Africa do still have to play England, but... wouldn't put it past England to say, oh, well, maybe we'll rest some players for that match.
You think that'll happen? That's fantastic.
No, not really. I do.
I hope that will happen. That'd be glorious.
Yeah. So I guess the other plus side for Australia was, here in Australia, the KO servers that stream all the replays of the matches, it didn't get much of a workout Sunday morning once Australian fans woke up and saw the score. Just like,
don't think we need to watch
that
replay.
We'll give that one a miss, I think. Yeah.
Mm, yeah, that's good.
And I guess the final thing at this stage is that Afghanistan remain sneaky contenders. They might just...
They could go through.
They've pretty much got a do or die match against New Zealand. And if they beat them, I think they're in the semi-finals, and that would be fantastic.
There's always a bit of luck in these tournaments, and it would be absolutely fantastic if they got through and became, I don't know, the new big three.
Yes. Afghanistan, Pakistan and England. I like it.
I mean, New Zealand are playing pretty well, but... Well, if not very well, then at least a little bit better than India.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all you have to do in this day and age.
Please support capitalism by checking out these sponsors.
So just for a change, we're going to put aside our crass commercialism this week for a public service announcement.
Yes, this is a very exciting public service announcement. It comes from Peter Sveidler, who is a Russian chess grandmaster and an 8-time Russian chess champion. So he's there on Twitter, and he was offering a public service announcement.
Fantastic. What did he say?
He said, a public service announcement, PSA, don't listen to Can't Bowl, Can't Throw in the gym. Dissolving into fits of giggles mid-lift can result in serious injury.
Oh, we really should be putting a safety warning on our podcast after that near miss, I reckon.
Yes. So that's... probably very good advice there from Peter. So.
And we don't want any of our listeners to do themselves injuries because, of course, we need all the listeners we can get.
Definitely need all the listeners we can get.
I do like the idea that our podcast makes listeners giggle in the gym.
Yeah.
Because I reckon, I suspect if you're giggling in that environment, you probably get all the equipment to yourself.
Yeah, people might give you a little bit of side eye. Say, yeah. I'll go work on the, I don't even know that term of gym equipment. I'll go work on the rowing machines.
Yep.
So, if like most people, you're looking for podcast gym listening tips from a chess grandmaster, you could do worse than listen to Peter Spivey.
By the way, I believe he's also won a World Cup.
Has he? Chess World Cup?
Well, I presume so, but it could have been. Who knows?
Maybe weightlifting World Cup. Could
and
be
also,
anything.
Dan, does this explain why we're the number one cricket podcast in Russia?
I think so.
Anyway, cheerio to Peter at Paul Borta. Chess, cricket and gym is a kind of rare type of triple threat. And if you interact with us on social media, everyone, you too could have an entire segment dedicated to you. So giddy up.
I am an ECB marketing droid, and I have created the optimal form of cricket.
What's 10 times 10?
How many balls are there in 16.4 overs?
What's the greatest cricket tournament the world has ever seen?
The 100.
The 100.
The 100.
The 100.
How on earth are we having another segment about the 100?
Well, this is very exciting because...
I didn't even notice this in the running shoot. Just sneak this in.
Well, I figured India is struggling to make the semi-finals of the T20 World Cup. And that probably suggests that at this stage, are T20 still a relevant form of the game in
I thought you were
going to
say they'd started up an alternate competition of the 100 in India that was now, worth a lot more money and everyone's defecting to play it.
Well, I imagine that's what's going to happen next year because this has just proven that T20s, as the original name, they were originally called 2020s.
Mm.
So I think we're past that now.
It feels like that was a long time ago they were called 2020s.
Yeah, we're beyond that though. We're into 2021, so it's time for a new format. And England have laid out the future.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been ideally we would have had the South African format, the fantastic three-team cricket format. Yep. But I think
that could still be ahead of us. So, a game ahead of its time. Its time will come.
Yeah. So for now though, I think that the next T20 World Cup will be the 100 World Cup or the SEAT Tyres Strategic 100.
Yep.
So, but I'm a little bit concerned that even just switching to a new format to help India out, I probably won't guarantee them a spot in the final.
Mm.
But I did go back into my Twitter archives and from the 2016 T20 World Cup or World T20 as it was called then, I came up with a structure then that would help India and it foolishly wasn't implemented for this one. But I think it could be implemented going forward here.
Before you go into those details, I have another suggestion how to get India into the finals every time, and that is work with the year. Everyone else gets 20 overs, India gets 21.
Ah.
And when it gets to 2022, everyone else gets 20 overs, India gets 22.
Yep.
And so that would guarantee as they're aging, and they're getting older and when you get to 2028, they get 28 overs to score the same runs that, New Zealand have to score in 20.
Yep, that sounds reasonable as well. Mm.
But I do love your, tell me your theory of your multiple complicated rounds.
Mine doesn't change the format, the format of the individual games. So we could still do your idea for the games. Uh-huh. Mine's more a tournament structure change. So I've broken it down into multiple rounds as we currently do. But so round one will consist of associate teams, Asia Cup runners-up, and teams whose names start with Z. And so they'll play among themselves, and then the top two teams will go through to the next round.
So the winner of the Asian Cup is always India, right?
I think so,
So the runner-up, presumably Bangladesh or someone in Zimbabwe are getting through by that. That's a good start.
Yep. So the second round is called the Seven Soldiers of Victory round, and that's New Zealand, Sri Lanka, West Indies, South Africa, Pakistan, and the two qualifiers from round one.
Uh-huh.
So they'll all again play against one another, and again the top two teams from that Seven Soldiers of Victory round will go through to the next round.
Uh-huh.
And the next round is called the Fantastic Four round.
Okay, yeah.
And this is Australia, England, and the two qualifiers from the Seven Soldiers of Victory round.
So it's not the big three because India hasn't even made an appearance yet.
India just chilling out. They're taking their time.
Still in the nets.
Yep. But only the top side of the Fantastic Four round
gets rid of a lot of talent.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And then we move into what I originally called the Rising Dhoni Super Giants round. Maybe it's the Rising Kohli Super Giants round these days.
That's a good idea, yeah.
So we'll change the name of that according to which Indian cricketer is currently being revered as a god.
Or who decides to sponsor the tournament. Yep.
So, and that round consists of India, the IPL champions of the previous year.
Well, that's risky.
Yep. Sachin's Blasters. Uh-huh. Do you remember Sachin's Blasters?
No,
remember when Sachin and Shane Warne toured America and tried to bring cricket to America?
Oh, my God. So these guys are all over the age of 60 now.
Yeah. Yep. So they're in there, and along with the winner of the Fantastic Four round.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And then it just boils down. So they all play one another.
Mm-hmm.
And then it boils down to one simple question. Does India top the table?
Yep.
Yes. India are crowned the World T20
Fantastic.
Champions.
Yep.
And if they don't, we have the final round, the dynamic duo round, which is India versus the most adorable team from round one.
Oh, fantastic.
And presumably India will win that. And if they don't, we'll scrap this and come up with a different format.
Fantastic. Completely fair.
Yep. Very fair. And I look forward to Australia hosting that format for the 2022 World Cup.
Can't bowl, can't throw, coming live. Thanks for tuning in and taking your time. The underappreciated act of the week, the funniest and crazy plays of the week. Who is gonna join the honorary board? The number one Scott Moeller Award.
All right, so it's the Moeller Award, our award for the most absurd thing that happened in cricket over the past week. And I think you've got the first nomination ready to go.
Well, apart from just the teams that are winning and losing in T20 World Cup, which is pretty absurd in itself.
Yep.
I have a couple of nominations for Ben Stokes. Mm-hmm. So the first one is just...
Perennial Muller favourite, I think,
yes,
Ben Stokes.
Definitely. And we're so looking forward to him being continually in the Mullers.
Yep.
Particularly since we didn't have a jail time segment this week.
Yep.
He's been very quiet.
He has been.
So anyway, a guy called John H. on Twitter tweeted out this fantastic idea that he was disappointed England didn't try and keep Stokes a secret that he was actually back in the into the Ashes. Everyone could be oblivious, and then Joe Root gets asked about team changes at the toss and Stokesy comes on for Craig Overton. There's pandemonium, people checking if he meant Wokesy, broadcasters scrabbling for graphics. So we love this idea. This is so fantastic.
That would have been absolutely amazing.
Yep.
I wish they'd done it. I don't know quite how they would have practically pulled it off, but that's a major failing from the ECB not to organise this. They could have smuggled him in like
easily.
A month ago.
Everyone's wearing masks at the airport. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot less recognition these days of people. If all you need is a baseball cap.
Maybe he's already quarantining on the Gold Coast somewhere.
Yeah, could be.
Yeah, who knows?
Oh, what have you got?
Well, I do. This has been sent in by multiple people on Twitter who tweeted at us and said, this has to be a Muller. So,
oh, great.
But the first person who got to us was Adam Perkins on Twitter. And he sent through a tweet from Peter Della Penna. And this is from a USA versus Canada cricket match.
So Peter Della Penna does tweet a lot about the US cricket, doesn't he?
Yep, yep. So this is, I think this is qualifications for the women's T20 World Cup in 2023, I want to say. So this is kind of the America rounds. It's USA, Canada, Mexico, etc. But this was USA v Canada. And one of the Canadian batters, so this is Divya Saxon. She kind of tried to play this aborted pull shot. And all she succeeded in doing was skying the ball pretty much straight up. So there were fielders converging everywhere. The wicketkeeper was coming in. The bowler was coming in. There was some close in fielders at cover. That pretty much any of these four or five fielders could have caught it. But instead, the batter just decided, all right, I'm just going to run after the ball as well. So she ran out to it and basically distracted every single fielder until the ball landed at her feet. And then she turned around and scurried back to her crease.
Oh, was she pretending she was off for a run?
I'm not quite sure what she was pretending she was doing.
She was obstructing the field.
She was definitely obstructing the field. But despite what I assume was an appeal, she was given not out.
Fantastic. So she confused the umpires
She completely confused everybody. Mm. And the kind of twist in the tale is that she went on to make 40 out of Canada's total of 85, which you would think is not a great total, but it was enough for them to win by seven runs. So great piece of play there. And
I've seen that manoeuvre in backyard cricket. So well done to Divya Saxon. That's that's a fantastic Muller nomination. Thank you very much to everyone who told us about that one.
Yep. And we've got one other one from the West Indies-Sri Lanka match.
Uh-huh.
So this is Kieran Pollard. He retired hurt. He was struggling with his batting, couldn't get much timing going, and he just started walking off the pitch, and everyone was like, oh my God, is this the first ever? Because people have been calling, all right, if a batter can't get their timing right, get him out of
Lendl
there.
Get
someone
walk
in.
Off.
Yeah, Lendl Simmons. And this was the match after the Lendl Simmons go slow. So I think everyone thought, all right, Kieran Pollard's decided I have no rhythm. I got to get out of here and let one of my other big hitters in. It turned out not to be the case. He was
retiring hurt?
He retired hurt.
Do we know which bit was hurt?
He had a headache, maybe. He took like some kind of painkiller. Who knows?
Yeah.
Regardless, the new batter came in. That was Dwayne Bravo. He was immediately run out of the non-striker's end from a deflection. He didn't chase a ball.
Right, yeah.
But it
gave Pollard enough time to have a Panadol and come back in.
Well, he did come back in. So I get the trick is if he'd retired out, like if he'd said, I've got no timing, I'm out of here today, he wouldn't have been allowed to come back in, which is why I think he may have feigned some kind of Panadol requiring injury, ailment. And then that meant he was able to come in. And I don't know why you would ever do anything else. You'd always say, I've got a headache, I'm retiring hurt, surely.
I thought you had to actually have an injury.
Yeah.
Anyway,
he claimed he had one.
Mm.
And he came back at the end of the inning, smashed a few sixes, and that was just enough to get the West Indies a total they could defend. So he
just went off, got a reboot somehow, plugged himself in and restarted his computer and came back out. And after the reboot, he was fine.
He was fine. He was great. So that was very exciting. But will it win our Muller Award for this week? We actually forgot to award a winner last week. We were distracted by the previously mentioned puppy.
By the puppy going up and down the stairs, which is quite incredible. And he's learned to go down the stairs now, which is even more frightening. Yep. I have another nomination for Stokes. Okay. So this is Richard Kawalek on Twitter. He's in fact a Twitter egg with six followers.
Okay.
He's not a Twitter egg anymore. Twitter eggs, you know, the ones that don't have a profile pic, they used to be eggs, but they're not eggs anymore. They're just generic
shadowy avatars lurking at the corner of your feed.
Anyway, he tweeted out a fairly, you know, basic take on Stokes' performance in the previous World Cup and tagged him in on a tweet.
Don't do that. Never tag cricketers into anything.
Well, yeah, I mean,
You tag them in if you're saying something nice about them.
Tag them in if you're saying Kohli, best cricketer ever.
Yep.
But this was a tweet where he said, just watching the replay of the 2016 T20 World Cup final, 19 required, he gives us a commentary, 19, in case anyone's forgotten, 19 required by the West Indies in the last over, bowled by Ben Stokes at Ben Stokes 38. Carlos Brathwaite facing ball one, six, ball two. So he goes ball by ball.
Yeah. Well, was this a last minute pitch to win that poll that Virat Kohli won last week?
Maybe. Tense. Ball three, six, tense. Then ball four, six, England. Ha, 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 ha. West Indies. Yeah, 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 yeah. Cry, 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 England. Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. So Ben Stokes found this.
Yeah. Because he was tagged in. Yeah.
And he's replied back with a retweet. Yes, Richard, I know what happened. Which is glorious. And Ben Stokes does this all the time. Yep. Every time he's reminded of that slightly... I guess in hindsight he's amusing looking back on it since he's such a superstar now.
Yeah.
But would have been incredibly...
Oh, would have been mortifying at the time.
Yes, but of course he's just wonderful and glorious and such a good sport to be tweeting back to this egg about, yes, Richard, thank you, I remember.
And did you... I don't think I realised until quite late, when they were eggs because they would eventually hatch into Twitter birds. So that didn't occur to me straight away.
What, until just this minute?
Yeah.
Anyway, we want to bring back the egg.
Yeah, bring back the egg, Twitter. Come on. Yeah. of all the issues facing you, the lack of eggs becomes our major one.
That's right.
All right, so who's going to win the nomination? Is it just Ben Stokes on sheer quantity? He's got 50% of the nominations.
Yeah, probably, 50% of the nominations. I think I would give it to Ben Stokes.
All right, let's give it to Ben Stokes for either one of those nominations.
Congratulations, Ben Stokes. And that brings us to the end of Can't Ball, Can't Throw for this week. You've been listening to Dan Liebke at Lieb Cricket on Twitter and Kat Jones at CricketBackCat. And you can follow us at Can't Ball Throw. You can like us on Facebook and you can search for us on the metaverse, I presume.
Yeah, search for us on the metaverse of Facebook. Search for Can't Bowl, Can't Throw. And of course, as we mentioned, if you interact with us, you may get an entire segment to yourself.
Yeah, and hopefully that isn't jail time. But,
no,
you know, it could
hopefully
be.
Not. JL, feel free to tweet at us.
If you tweet at us about JL, you will have jail time devoted to you.
Yeah, I thought you meant JL would tweet at us, but he wouldn't tweet at us. Would he? He needs to connect with us via LinkedIn.
Well, I've sent him an invite.
Social Podcast Network.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.